comes a point in almost every relationship where you might find yourself wondering, is he hiding his feelings or is he just not interested in me, right? You might even wonder, is he sending you mixed signals and is he even really in love with you at all? There's a whole ton of confusion around this that I want to help settle for you right here today in this podcast. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com. And yes, we're talking about, is he hiding his feelings or is he just not interested? I'm going to give you 7 clues that you can use. Do you understand the dilemma of men? This is something you really should know about guys. The reality for most women is that they just don't understand men. Not because we guys are particularly complicated, it's because we simply don't show our feelings and emotions as obviously. Now here's a few facts about men and their emotions. Fact, men have powerful emotions and we feel them as deeply as women do. Fact, men don't express those emotions as often or as obviously as what other women do. Now, it's very fashionable to talk about men as if we're inadequate or emotionally stunted when compared to women. After all, the female emotional process is held up as the gold standard of healthy emotional functioning. But there are many other things about men you might not know. Men tend to focus less on their emotional state for meaning in their experience. In other words, they don't rely on their emotions to tell us what something necessarily means. Also, even though men experience emotion deeply, most guys don't experience as many blends of emotions at the same time as women do. And just because he doesn't express his feelings the way women do, this does not mean that it's wrong or that he's emotionally handicapped in some way. Now that last one is really important and I hope you remember it. We all tend to evaluate each other and our situations using our own experiences. For example, if I read books every day for several hours, I'm more likely to think the whole world is illiterate because many people don't read more than a book per year after graduating from school. You can see where an opinion might be formed there, right? Yeah. Or here's another example. If I enjoy social situations where I can help people out, I might think that anyone who doesn't help people out like this is emotionally shut down. You get the picture. We always evaluate others by our own standards, so we need to be cautious that we're not judging unfairly too. Most women, not all, but most women have an advantage over men in the relationship area because of this. And this is why I teach women to manage men better, so that you can get the relationship you want and he can get the benefit of your ability. So the dilemma of men is that we're always going to look emotionally unavailable compared to other women, right? Especially to other women who happen to be more emotionally focused. Let me say that again, this is important. Men will always look like we are emotionally unavailable compared to women. Compared to men, we're just fine because we're the same, right? Here's another tip to remember. Most men are afraid of women's strong emotions. Guys are deeply intimate with the emotion of anger. This much we know. But other emotions and shades of other emotions are outside of our experiences. And since most men need women's acceptance, any of her strong emotions are hard for him to understand. Add on the fact that he has no skills to deal with them, and yeah, you've got a recipe for panic big time, okay? So when guys check out or pull away from you during a heated emotional exchange, now you'll know why. Now, let's get into how you're gonna know if he's hiding his love or is he just not interested. Clue number 1, he gets jelly. And by jelly, I mean jealous. You'll see it in the simple moment when you mention another guy or an ex-boyfriend, and you'll see his expression and his eyes change ever so slightly. You might not know what happened there, but you know something just changed between you. That's usually when he's trying to cover up the one emotion he knows will probably kill your interest in him. It's kind of cute in a way. Any feelings of jealousy a guy has about you are signs of interest most of the time. If, however, he never does anything when he has the opportunity to act on it, well, there could be some issues with him. And I'll explain a little bit more about this in a bit. Clue number 2, he takes the initiative. For him to be the kind of man that you desire, you have to have a man that will take action and go after what he wants. And that means he has to go after you. Let me share one of my little rules with you. I've got lots of rules, but this is one of them. Carlos's rule. If he doesn't take action on his interest in you, then he isn't worth your time. Now, this is not going to be a popular rule for anybody, but it's essential that you understand how important this is for you. If a guy doesn't act on his desire for you, he might as well not be interested at all. Now, why is this? If he's interested in you, he needs to show you. Otherwise, you'll always have this nagging doubt of whether or not you've really got him or not. You'll constantly be anxious about his devotion and commitment level. If he's interested in you but will not take action, you'll have that kind of nonsense crippling your relationship into the future. You'll have that behavior of his constantly giving, basically blocking your emotional feelings throughout the relationship, all the way until you eventually divorce him. And I mean that in the most sincere way possible. That's probably how it'll end up. If he won't act on his interest, you'll carry that burden of initiative. You'll always have to start things, and he won't. And you're going to start to resent him for it. He'll seem like half a man. And his inaction will kill any sexual attraction. You won't feel attracted to him because he lacks that initiative. Without it, you just don't feel that for him. And it's going to make it 10 times more likely that you're going to want to cheat on him. And yes, you probably will. Now, I know these sound like dire consequences, and they are. This isn't pretty. That's why I want you to really understand how important it is to find a man who is not emotionally crippled in this way. He might have trouble communicating some emotional things, sure, but eventually he must be unencumbered by his own issues. That means he's got to be able to take action. Don't make excuses for an emotionally disabled man. Now, you may be tempted to hold out hope that something will happen if you just give more energy to him, as if you haven't already given him enough. Give more time to him, or be more patient with him, or any number of excuses we come up with to throw more and more time and effort into a relationship that we want to make work. I get it. No one wants to put in all that work only to fail. We get so stuck in trying to make it work that we lose sight of the fact that maybe this relationship was only to teach us about how to find an available partner. But let it go before you lose yourself in a romance that will never flower. Clue number 3, he's still talking to you. Now, this is for you when you're out and maybe you're talking up with some guy, you know, a guy starts chatting you up and you start talking. And there's this really complex clue that he's into you. And in fact, you might not spot it at first. What is this hard to see clue? He's still talking to you. I know, it sounds a little bit facetious, and I am kind of joking a little bit, but it's true. If a guy is interested in you in any way, he will find a reason and a way to keep talking to you. This is a really big sign of whether he's interested in you or just hiding those feelings away. Yes, it's crazy, but it's true. If a man chooses to keep talking to you, that means he's probably interested in you and he's attracted to you. Now, I used to give the same bit of advice to guys, because it seems that neither men nor women believe it, and unless this happens, and I have to explain it. But the simplest expression of desire is when a person chooses to keep talking to you instead of someone else. We all want a really sexy signal that the other person is interested in us, right? We want something fantastic to happen, like out of a fairy tale. And I think that's because our self-esteem often makes us doubt the truth in this very moment, right? You're sitting there talking to him and you're thinking, what? He's interested in me? Really? No way. Can't be true. You know, we both want it to be true and we doubt it in the same exact moment. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? It's a little bit neurotic. But it's a signal that is far more reliable than you might think. Clue number 4, he locks up. Inevitably, a guy will fall into awkward at some point with you. And if you notice this happening, there's a good chance he's interested in you but embarrassed about it. It might be a quiet moment where you're both looking at each other and the conversation grinds to a stop. It might be when he reaches uncomfortably close to you to pick up his drink, you know, where he leans in close. Or it might be when he brushes up against you unexpectedly or accidentally in the kitchen. It's in that awkward moment that a thought enters his head. Kiss her, dude. Touch her. Hold her. Or at least he thinks about how much he wants to. In that moment, he's just dumbstruck by his attraction to you. If you see that lockup happen, that weirdness, that little awkwardness happen where he doesn't know what to do, that's a big sign. Clue number 5, he keeps bailing out. See, a guy is struggling with his own interest in you if he keeps finding a way to almost hang out with you. Let's get this one thing clear right now. If a guy cancels out on a date with you, it has to be a big deal for him. And he should sound appropriately apologetic when he does cancel. In other words, he should not treat this like it's just a a very inconsequential event. Like, it's not a big deal to break this. Oh, sorry, I can't make it. Maybe we'll do it another time. No, that's absolutely not what you want to hear him say. You know, all of this is fine if he does have to cancel, if something big does come up. But here's the important thing you need to watch out for next. If he's interested in you, he will reschedule within a few days. If it takes him more than a week to suggest getting back together with you, he's not really valuing the idea of a date with you enough. He's not really feeling like you're the prize. Or he's got other things in his life that are distracting him, like his girlfriend or his wife. You see, a guy that is currently single and is interested in you will make a date happen. He will. Clue number 6, but he keeps coming back. You see, if a guy keeps finding a reason to call you, chat you up, come over to your desk during the day, post or message you online, text you, if he keeps finding reasons to reach out to you like this, that means you've got his interest. The fact that he keeps repeating in your world like this and showing up is a huge sign of his interest in you. You may have noticed that many of these clues apply mostly to shy guys, these clues I've been telling you so far, right? These apply to shy guys who don't have a very polished way of handling romance. And that's about 80 to 85% of all men, by the way. No matter what most guys say, they're mostly chumps when it comes to love. I should know, I taught men for over 12 years how to understand women and how dating works. And now I'm passing on the secrets that I found to you. You have to know that men see women as a risk to their life. He knows that if he falls for you, that's going to destabilize his life in countless ways. He'll be opening himself up to rejection. He's going to be devoting a ton of time to a relationship that may or may not work out. He's going to be risk losing his sexual freedom, the ability to hook up with other women. Yes, even if he's not getting laid at the moment, he still sees new love as a risk to his sexual freedom, even if he's not getting any. But this kind of hot and cold back and forth should come to an end as soon as he realizes what he stands to gain from a relationship with you. And that is far better, right? Most guys don't waffle around in this weirdness for too long. He will start to move forward if he's really interested. Which leads me to clue number 7, he's sending mixed signals. When a guy is ambivalent, being hot and cold with you, it's usually a sign that there's some pluses and minuses on his score sheet for starting up a romance with you. When he's hot, he's let go of his trust issues for a little while. When he's cold, they've come back for a bit, or he just wants some free time to himself. But I have some really shocking news for you. Here's the deal. Guys almost never hide their feelings from you. Let me say that again. Guys do not fight their feelings for a woman they want. We don't have that ability. It's not within us. We don't have that capability. We men simply aren't sophisticated enough to hide any emotions from you if you just watch us for a minute or two. We're bad, like pathetic, at hiding our emotions. We want you to know we're interested in you so that you can show us you might be interested back, giving us a little ray of hope here. And then, what do? We work up our courage to ask you out or do something about it. Now, you have to keep in mind that he will probably not announce out loud that he's got feelings for you, but he will definitely act the part. If you've ever seen a man who loses all control for a woman, you know what I mean. It can make a man crazy with desire for you. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Guys are not afraid of falling for you. I coach women on how to get the man they desire, and one of the most frequent questions I hear is, Carlos, he seems like he's afraid of falling for me. He keeps telling me how hurt and how his trust is still bruised, and he doesn't know if he can really give himself to this relationship. No. What he's saying is that he's having fun sleeping with you, and he thinks he can keep sleeping with other women, and he doesn't have to make a commitment. And he doesn't want to be tied down to a relationship with you. If a man finds a woman he's attracted to, and she values herself as the prize to be won, he will chase her and lock her down as his girlfriend. And if she can keep her dignity and self-respect after he's made a commitment to her, he'll eventually marry her. Men typically make a commitment to women they feel lucky to have won. You might want to re-listen to that. Let me say it again. I'll make it easy so you don't have to go back and rewind this, okay? Men typically make a commitment to women they feel lucky to win. Men commit to a woman they feel lucky to win. What women need to do, let me tell you what they tend to do, is this. They make this huge mistake. The huge mistake women make with reluctant men is this. She tries to make up for his lack of energy and conviction with her own. She tries to convince him that she's the one for him. She starts cooking for him, cleaning for him. She crosses the line from pursued to pursuer, from chased to chaser. And the harder she works to get him to see her as the one, the more likely he will fall in love with a different woman who doesn't treat him half as well. And I call this flipping the needy switch in your relationship. And if you've ever done it, if you've ever gone from one side to the other where you were the chased one and then you started chasing him, well, you're not alone. It's one of the most common mistakes women make, and it's one of the easiest to fix. If you realize the problem and you know what to do instead of jumping right in and trying to rescue your relationship, you can even turn this situation around to your benefit. He's waiting for a sign from you. You'll want to think he's hiding his feelings for you under a hard shell of ego and insecurity, but he might be waiting for a sign from you that he can feel desire for you. See, most men don't like risking their egos. They don't want to put too much of themselves out there and then be destroyed or shattered when you don't feel the same way or you're not the one for him. The only way you can make him take that chance with you is to give him a reason to. He has to see the right signs from you, and you have to read his signals. If you want to be able to read those signals, go on over to datingfire.com/read his signals. That's datingfire.com/read his signals. Go check it out. It's a great little program that will help you read any guy and know what he's thinking. Does he love you? Is there another woman? Are you losing him? You'll instantly know what he really wants from you. Go on over to datingfire.com/read his signals. Hey, this is Carlos Caballo from datingadviceguru.com. It's been great having you. Please come on back next week and make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. And if you want more, always go to the site, right? I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos from datingfire.com/read his signals. And I'll be talking again next time. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.